Question 541. Anonymous from New York asks, why can't it be that the Lubavitch Rebbe is Moshiach? In all detail, please. Okay, first of all, the Lubavitch Rebbe is no longer alive. Zecher Tzadik Livracha. For a person who is no longer alive to be Moshiach, aside from the fact that the Rambam seems to say clearly that if someone even comes and claims to be Moshiach, and he even starts to function as Moshiach, but he doesn't achieve three things. He doesn't bring all Jews back to Eretz Yisrael, and doesn't build the Beis HaMikdash, and he dies, then he is definitely not Moshiach. Now, even if there are ways of showing other sources that seem to imply that Mashiach can be someone who died and came back from the dead to be Mashiach, the proof that that is not the way to learn those sources is the fact that for 2,000 years, all of the rabbis, all of the great Rishonim, use this as an argument against Christianity, that there is no source in Judaism for a Mashiach who dies and comes back. Now, if for 2,000 years that has been the Jewish position, for someone to come today and say that the Jewish position, based on any source they can possibly find, that can be interpreted obviously differently, points to the fact that that is a Jewish concept. 2,000 years of Jewish tradition and history say that that's not the case. When the Lubavitch Rebbe was alive, had he claimed to be Mashiach, perhaps we would have having to give him the benefit of the doubt that he was Mashiach, as the Rambam says, and assume that he was Mashiach if he had the credentials. But now that he's no longer alive, it is impossible, based on 2,000 years of Jewish tradition, for someone who is not alive to come back and be Mashiach.